Welcome back, everyone. It's your Lookout News Roundup. I'm Joseph Darius Jafari, Editor-in-Chief of Lookout, the Southwest's only newsroom focused on accountability journalism for and about the queer community. Today is May 14th, so let's go ahead and get into it for this week. We're starting down in southern Arizona, where queer immigrant rights groups are rapidly expanding their networks of protection and mutual aid amid increased ICE enforcement activity. Community organizers in Tucson say they're seeing growing fear across immigrant neighborhoods as raids and detentions continue under the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. In response, many of the groups stepping up are being led by queer organizers and people of color, building on decades of border activism in Arizona. Their work includes rapid response systems, legal defense efforts, transportation support, and underground communication networks that are warning residents about enforcement activity. Organizers say traditional institutions have struggled to meet the urgency of the moment, forcing communities to rely on one another instead. The expansion reflects how queer-led organizing in Arizona is increasingly becoming central to broader immigrant justice movements. You can read that story on lookoutnews.org. Now, from the borderlands to the Salt Flats, what can Salt Lakes teach us about queer life, grief, and survival in a rapidly changing world? Tucson writer Caroline Tracy argues these landscapes challenge traditional ideas about permanence and stability, instead showing how fragile ecosystems and people continue to persist under pressure. In her recent book, Salt Lakes and a Natural History, she blends environmental reporting with memoir and queer theory, asking what it means to build a life in places that are actively disappearing. She draws connections between disappearing Salt Lake ecosystems and queer experiences of impermanence, adaptation, and beauty. It references growing environmental concerns around lakes like the Great Salt Lake and the Salton Sea, both of which have become symbols of ecological collapse in the American West. You can read our Q&A with Caroline on lookoutnews.org. Back at the Arizona Capitol, lawmakers are advancing legislation that critics warn could criminalize protests near religious gatherings. The bill would increase penalties for demonstrations that disrupt or occur near churches and religious events, part of a broader national movement framing Christianity as increasingly under threat in the United States. Supporters say the proposal is necessary to protect worshipers and prevent harassment. Critics, however, argue the language is overly broad and could be used to target political demonstrations or suppress speech. Civil liberties advocates say similar efforts nationwide have emerged alongside growing rhetoric around so-called, quote, anti-Christian bias. The legislation is moving forward as debates over protest rights and religious protections continue escalating nationally. Now over to Washington, where Arizona Congresswoman Adelita Grijalva is criticizing Republicans over budget cuts targeting libraries and drag programming in southern Arizona. Grijalva accused GOP lawmakers of using federal funding battles to target queer communities after proposals emerged to defund library events associated with drag performances. Republicans backing the effort say taxpayer dollars should not support what they describe as political or inappropriate programming. LGBTQ plus advocates and library organizations argue the attacks are part of a broader campaign against queer visibility in public spaces. Supporters of the program say drag events at libraries are designed around literacy, inclusion, and community engagement. Now heading over to New York, one of the country's largest hospital systems is facing backlash over transgender healthcare. NYU Langone Health has been subpoenaed by the Trump administration over its gender-affirming care services for transgender youth, prompting criticism from advocates and their families. Critics say the move reflects how the administration continues to target trans people and put major medical institutions under political scrutiny. The decision comes as transgender healthcare providers across the country face mounting legislative and legal attacks. Now to California, where local officials are stepping directly into Pride Month programming. Supervisors in Fresno County voted to bar public libraries from participating in Pride Month events or displays, saying libraries should remain politically neutral. Opponents argue the decision specifically targets queer communities under the guise of neutrality. The move comes amid a growing wave of local government actions restricting Pride displays, drag events, and LGBTQ plus programming in public institutions. Librarians and free speech advocates say the restrictions undermine the role libraries play as inclusive civic spaces. And finally, a story about faith, friendship, and how relationships can evolve over time. A trans man and his Baptist pastor are reflecting publicly on a decade-long friendship that began during moments of deep disagreement over gender identity and religion. Over the years, the two built a relationship rooted in conversation, trust, and mutual care, despite ongoing theological differences. The pastor says the friendship forced him to reconsider assumptions he once held about transgender people and faith communities. The story arrives at a time when many LGBTQ people continue to experience rejection within religious spaces. Both men say their relationship demonstrates that dialogue and compassion can exist, even amid profound disagreement. That's your Lookout News Roundup for this week. If you want this in your inbox every week, head to lookoutnews.org and sign up for our newsletter. Until next time, stay safe, stay informed, and look out for each other.